Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Back. This is another Friday morning right here on the number one station, the Active FM. You know how we roll every Friday with your boy, DJ Dash and DJ Nag.
Yeah.
Pop.
Sounds like you're saying papa. Don't come to stuff.
You know how we roll right here, everybody. This is another Friday morning right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Everybody.
Yeah.
So what do you do, fam?
Fam, how we do, What do we do, how we do? Yeah, fam, they're asking you,
Mr. Borokis.
Yeah, who's that? Me, I'm good, man. Me, I know Mr.
Oh, Nash. You just replied.
Mr. Nash is good.
Yeah, Mr. Borokis.
No, Mr. Nash, man.
Yeah, so everybody, this is another Friday morning, exciting Friday morning right here with your boy, DJ Dash and DJ Nave. As I've said it already, and you know Mr. Nave right here is so energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, obviously, Yeah, I'm speaking so you can tell already that I'm energetic. I don't ever explain it. So, yeah. So you can catch us on www.xfm.co.za. Don't forget to tune in right here on these awesome shows, the Dave and Nash Show, right here on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Yeah, and the thing that we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be talking about sex trade. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. And if you don't know what sex trade is, so, well, it's whereby mostly, as we all know, that females go on the street or wherever they find it necessary to go and exchange their bodies for money. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. So the main things that we're going to be focusing on is, what is the cause of sex trade, and why do people do it, and what leads a man to say that, okay, I'm going to leave my wife and kids at home and go and have somewhere else. You get what I'm saying? And go and buy a sex trader. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. But yeah, Mr. Nave, how have you been, buddy?
I've been good, man.
You've been good.
I've been awesome, man. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed.
Blessed.
And your side, man.
Yeah, man. One word that I can say, blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
That's how
it my words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you said I've been blessed. Mm. So I said blessed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Your face.
Yeah. I got you.
Your face.
I just said one word.
You see, 2018. Yeah. No arguments. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
I want to see that. I want to see this for the whole of 2018.
Yeah.
I'll remind you.
Yeah, exactly, man.
You arguing with me now?
No, I'm not arguing. I'm telling you.
No, you're exactly arguing with me.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Exactly. So,
yeah, man.
Mr. Dave, what you gonna give them?
Yeah, they all know already that we're gonna give
Yeah,
we're gonna be giving you some hot music, because Christ music is hot music. Listen up, everybody.
Yeah, let's go.
Holla, 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 holla back, holla back, holla back with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. They're my soul now, because this is how we rock right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is
hot music.
Yeah, you're starting to yawn. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, man, it's hot, man. It's hot.
So early in the morning, you're feeling
it's very hot.
What's wrong,
man,
with you?
Yeah, you know when you sleep during the night and then you overheat.
You overheat. You're a car now, or you're a cell phone, you overheat.
Yeah, you've never experienced that one.
Yeah.
You've never.
Except when it's summer and then I put on a blanket over me. You know what I'm saying? And then, it gets hectic.
You wake up, man. You see, if a phone could talk, it was going to tell you, hey, man, go put me in the fridge. What's wrong, man? I'm overheating, man. Give me a break. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, there are those people who spend much time on their phones and like, yo,
Jay. Mm. Yeah, that's me right now, man. Giant. Overheating.
Yeah, so everybody, we introduced the topic already. You said we're speaking about sex trade, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But the first thing that we would like to discuss is what is the cause of this? Why do people go and do this? Why do people choose to exchange their bodies for money instead of doing something else? Just beware of the fact that we are not judging anybody. We're just discussing the facts and the topic and the things that surround this topic. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're not bringing any offense to anybody, but we just trying to give more information out there to people to give them clear understanding as to why this particular job, if I may put it that way, of particular trade happening in our country and all around the world. You get what I'm saying? Different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Mr. Nash, if you can just take a journey of elaboration, what would you say is the cause of this sex trade?
You see, the world that we live in,
yeah,
is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Indeed.
Yeah, like you said, we're not judging anyone,
yeah,
or, you know, any discrimination or anything like that. We're just giving you knowledge so you can be aware of all of the stuff. But now when you look at the world that we live in, sometimes, in fact, most of the times, like the case is a particular person, mostly females, you know, mostly females that, yeah, they involved in this way. They either kidnap them. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at it, most of them, they probably came from a different country or a different province or an area. Mm-hmm. And what happened is they were coming here with the motive of being successful. But then when they got here, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
In fact, what they are expecting to find here is not what they found. And as a result, because of their condition where when they came here, the condition that they were in, they had to make choices that they were not willing to make. Choices that were out of their nature. Some of them, they came here because of family. But now when they got here, the family abandoned them. And then their only choice for them was to go that direction, you know. And some others, they were hijacked from where they were to a different area where they have no clue on how to get to other locations. And as a result, they're relying on this person that hijacked them. And this person that hijacked them, what do? They expose them to that. And that's the only way they can survive or live.
Yeah.
So things like this happen. And it's because of the world that we live in. You know, you got people that are like that are cruel, that cruel, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah. So yeah, that's like one side of the story. Obviously, there's also other aspects, you know, point of views and stuff. But that's like one side. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody, if you have a say on this as well, you can go on to our Facebook page and actually comment right there and have your own say as to why do people do this and why are they in choosing this kind of job. And because some of them are taking it as a career right now.
Yeah,
you know. But not because they have a choice. Some of them say that they do not have a choice but to do it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now, the few causes that I researched on as to why people are doing this sex trade is because of poverty. Their social background, their background, like they didn't get enough. So therefore, they chose to actually do this kind of a thing in order for them to be able to provide for their families.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the other thing is that the social issues that we're facing in our communities. So that leads people into doing that kind of a thing. You get what I'm saying? Because now they are facing different social issues in the community. And the other thing that could be so influential into causing people, that may cause people into doing such things is peer pressure.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's all about the choice.
Yeah.
That you make. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think this is something that somebody is forced into.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike prostitution. Prostitution is something that people can say it's partially poverty or peer pressure, but it's more of a choice.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's something that some people are pushed into it. Some people make it to survive. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, those are some of the things that cause people into doing certain things.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. This was an amazing session. Heard it from Mr. Dave. Heard it from Mr. Nave, which is me, myself, and I. And Mr.
Why
Dave.
Why are you making it all about yourself?
Yeah. No, man. Are you Mr. Nave? Exactly. You said not Mr. Nave. Yeah, I was telling you.
Yeah.
I was telling the audience and you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
But we're going to give you an ad break and you must enjoy the music. Yeah. Get your spirit pumped up. Yeah. So enjoy the music. Christ music is hot music.
Order your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's hit the city ablaze, ablaze for Jesus, ablaze. Get your tambourines out, play those strings and shout loud. We have much to celebrate. Shout that shout of victory, play those drums and hit those keys. We're holding nothing back. Praise the Lord, this is it.
From Open Doors, and you're listening to Active FM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
DJ yeah. Swish.
I'll be destination. I'll be destination. Jumpin', that boy up to something. I just got a call to leave about the country. Okay, my city, thunder riding with me. Life after death, man, I feel like Biggie. Woo. Heard he got a label, still ain't messing with me. Woo. Heard he got a style, still ain't dressing with me. Woo. Inspire happy rappers, never get the credit. It don't really matter, I got a God fetish. And God don't owe me nothing, no, cause you the blessing. When you doing you, you don't feel no pressure. Lottie-dottie, boy, I like the party. Joe Crab Shack, eating shrimp and lobster. Girl, put some clothes on, that ain't true. Twerking on the gram, that ain't cool. You just know your angles, that ain't you. And if you did
seeing me, then I'm blocking you like woo. Jumping, 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 that boy up to something. I just got a call to leave about the country. Okay, my city, thunder riding with me. Life after death, man, I feel like Biggie. My daughter asked me how to hit the corn. I do one better, wrote a dabbing song. The air show I'm on, yeah, we dabbing on. And they ain't put me on, I put myself on. That's why I say I will be on their song. Cause only God know what I overcome. La-di-da-di, we just getting started. I'm doing shows, album never charted. Don't wait on Nathan, do your own thing. Don't fear failure, that's part of the game. Good company, don't mess with lames. I will beat destination, man. Yeah, jumpin', 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 that boy up to something. I just got a call to leave about the country. Okay, my city, thunder riding with me. Life after death, man, I feel like Biggie.
Yeah, 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 everybody, welcome back right here on another session after that blast of a music break.
Just came from a session with the music. Okay, you're
in. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
I noticed. I'm glad you noticed, man. Last year. No, you didn't notice last year, man.
Levels, bro. Growth. What's wrong with you?
That's good, man. Mm-hmm. That's good. I love the growth, man.
Yeah, everybody, we're back once again right here on the number one station, the Active FM. With Christ Music. Is
hot music.
Yeah, with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave right here on the number one station, as we have said, on the Dave and Nash show.
Yeah,
sex trade is what we're talking about. What a deep topic, hey?
Indeed.
Very different.
Hey.
Yeah, but everybody, you've heard the first session of it. What we're discussing, the causes of this particular trade that is happening. That's some unique trade that is happening right here. But anyways, we're gonna get into more details about it, but don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and get some more loaded shows right there to get your day pumped up. You get what I'm saying? Not only intellectually but also spiritually. You get both sides of it. You get what I'm saying? To grow spiritually and to also get some knowledge.
For free.
Yeah. I don't charge you for knowledge, man.
For megabytes.
But we're gonna move on to, you know, there are also they as people that are involved into these kind of things, as I did the research and all that stuff, they say there are also benefits but there are also consequences. There are benefits, and they say there are benefits into getting involved in such a trade, but there are also consequences that people may face in indulging or subjecting themselves into such a trade. So what would you say is a benefit and a consequence? If you have some more for the people, then that's a bonus.
Okay, so honestly speaking, from my side, looking at it, I don't think that's a good thing, you know. So looking at it, like, in terms of benefits, that's my side, like, that's my point of view. My point of view, looking at it, I don't think there's any benefits that are actually good, you know. Obviously people will always say this is the benefits, that's the benefits, and you know, I'm sure money is one of them, you know. There are benefits, thinking you get a lot of money and all those stuff. You know, they all have those theories of their own benefits. But from my side, I actually don't think there's anything to gain from doing such. You know, I don't think there's anything to gain, and I don't view it with a benefit. So from my side, I don't think there's benefits. I think there's consequences. Because it's not right. That's my side.
All right, so in terms of the consequences, what consequences are there that people can face? Both sides, for those that are doing it, that are providing the service, and for those that are actually going to buy that service or that are receiving the service, if I may put it that way.
So, okay, those that are providing the service, you know, consequences is, are you going to get caught because you're doing something illegal? Think about it. You actually, it's not something that you're supposed to be doing.
Mm.
I don't think it's right. So, because it's not right, obviously, the outcome and the outcome of what you're doing is going to be bad.
Yeah.
So there's going to be bad consequences. And if I was one of the police, I was going to arrest you. You see? So that's, yeah, that's from the person that's to like offering the service. And looking at it also, the person that's receiving it, it's bad. The consequences, like look at it. That's someone's, okay, whoever that you went to, that's someone's child. That's someone's child. That person is part of someone's family. Now think about it. If it was your family member, would you want someone else to go and get, okay, let's say your daughter, for example, they got your daughter involved in such, would you want your daughter to be involved in such? You wouldn't want. So from the person receiving it, it's not good. It's not cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Mr. Nay right there. I think, you know, the consequences, but let me start with the benefits because that's what people will be pulling forward to listen to. Yeah. Oh, what are the benefits?
Yeah, man. I'm so, also like, wait, yeah, what are yeah, the
like,
benefits?
Yeah. Like, yeah. This is not my point of view, but this is according to the interviews that I made, is that some people that are, okay, let me say those that are offering the service, they say that it will be a way of eradicating poverty. So it'll just remove all the poverty. It'll be the end of poverty. And it's also, they say, is it will make it easier for guys who can confidently approach a girl to, you know, to easily subject into the sexual intercourse without even talking much. That those are the opinions of people that are involved in it, and those that are provide. Okay, let me say the service providers and the service receivers. So, if I may put it that way. So, mm-hmm. But the consequences are really terrible because there will be a high spread of diseases.
Yeah.
Because now you get those people, you get those clients that won't want to use protection. So, therefore, the service provider will have to abide to the rules because now she's looking for money. So she will have to give the client what the client wants. So just be aware that this is not my opinion. This is what I assessed on the interview that I went on. But yeah, everybody, you heard it on this second session that we had with you right here. And there's still some more to come that we're going to be giving you. But don't forget to go on our Facebook page if you have a say on this to also add on some info right there so that we can all learn together and pass on the knowledge to others as well on ActiveFM777. That's our Facebook page. Yeah, everybody. Uh-huh. Is the name. What are we going to give the people?
I'm going to give them Jesus juice.
Mm-hmm.
The Jesus juice, the Jesus flavor.
G.
Yeah.
Boom.
You're on the number one hit music station.
Yep.
Christ music is hot music.
Music.
So we're going to give you Christ music.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Get it.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Like you never know, Christ give me the flow. Why you want me go? Yes. Them never know, Christ give me the flow. So why you want me go? Christ bless me, bless me, bless me.
Them things say me gone, things say me done with it. Enough why me pick up one with it. Me have to sing righteousness from the start, straight to the end of it. Bad mind coulda never stop me. Bad mind coulda never flop me. No way, no way. Me blessed from Jesus left the tomb. Me blessed from me leave my mother's womb. The victory is mine. Seek you will find. Why you're throwing stones? You think say that my father built a glass house?
why you're showing songs. Your team say that my savior built a glass house. Nothing see me easy, nothing see me soft. Greater is he that is in me,
but my
them can't send me off. Cause my house is on the rock, I built it on the rock. My house is on the rock, I built it on the rock. My house is on the rock, I built it on the rock. Bad mind can't wash it away, bad mind can't wash it away. Like you never know, Christ give me the flow. Why you want me go?
Dropping rhymes like waste, remain radio active.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music. We'll be right back.
Holla back. Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave, okay? Another session.
Yeah,
that's our new word in the dictionary. Yeah, man. I think we should put that under the baby language section.
Our dictionary is different, you guys. Yeah. It has that baby section as well.
You must know, man.
Not only case that for adults. You gotta say the baby section as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get
you
it.
See, now they got a new word in our dictionary. See?
Boom.
Yeah, they're getting more new words that are coming.
Nyaja.
To be continued. Hey, Nyaja. Hey, man.
Let's hope you enjoyed that music, everybody. Yeah, as you all know that we provide instant jokes.
Yeah.
Instant music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every.
Right on the show.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
You get a note. You get to laugh as well.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. No effort.
For the remix. Remake.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's get back. Focus.
Yeah, focus.
Yeah, we're still on this topic. Sex trade. Yeah, that's what we're still talking about right now. And so, according to the definition that I got, so that we can get to understand the difference between prostitution and the sex work that we're talking about, sex trade, in other words, as it is on our title. Prostitution is being forced into the subjection of this particular occupation. And yet, sex trade is a willful individual decision, because now you're going out of your house saying that I'm going to work. So that's a willful decision, individual decision. That's what I got. You get what I'm saying? So now we're gonna take a session. Yeah. What leads men into going to receive this particular trade? Like you get a man that is happily married, has kids, and now choose to leave his family at home and goes out and go and request for this particular service. What leads men to doing that? In your own thoughts, what would you say that leads men to go into subject with other women and be like, okay, all right, I'll leave, it starts with the thought, like, come on, you have a wife, you have children, but now you want to go out there and do some other things, do other business with other women. Why? What leads men
from my side, you see, from my side, obviously, people have their point of views, but from my side, looking at everything, you know, it's something that I have to say, okay, it's unseen, you know.
Mm.
It's connected to the unseen world. Because looking at it, no human in their normal conscience that is living a right life or a life that they believe is right, no human that's like that would want to go and mess up, you know, outside their marriage life.
Yeah.
Why? Because they will treasure their wife, they will treasure their family, and they will treasure the life that they have together.
That's right.
Now, looking at it, if you are normal, okay, you are like, okay, people who do this, from my side, they not normal because of the unseen world. So they are affected by their unseen world, you see. So you have to understand that the world that we live in, it's not only this world that we live in that exists. There's also an unseen world that exists
that develops in their minds.
You see, there's also that world.
Yeah.
But now there's a spiritual world also, where we get affected. Everything in the physical gets affected by the spiritual.
Mm.
Like what I mean is, people who do that, they possessed.
Mm.
Possessed, you know. They'll think they normal, but they are really possessed, you know. They are affected by the spiritual, which is the demons, you know, Satan and all the stuff. You have to understand, Satan is real, hey. The spiritual world is real. The demons are real. Now, everything that goes towards you being unfaithful, you know, you messing up out of your marriage and all those stuff. That is not godly. It's not in God's nature.
Yeah.
That is not godly. And you doing that, it shows that you're not on the light side. You're on the dark side. So you are affected by the dark side. Now you have to assess what's going on and actually fix it with light. So from my side, people who do that, the reason why they do it is because they are not in the light. And most of them, they also do it intentionally. Why? Because they don't want to change. They want to stay in the light. They know the truth, but they don't want to change. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, some men would say that would do it for satisfactory reason. They don't get much satisfaction at home. So they would say that, okay, outside, I'll get more satisfaction. One phrase or one thing, the few words that I've heard from people is that I can't live on beef alone. I need to eat some chicken. You get what I'm saying? That's what I've heard. I'm not saying that I'm the one who's saying that. You get what I'm saying? So now they leave the beef at home and go and eat chicken outside. So for satisfactory reason, that's what some men would say, and some men are saying out there. And the other thing is, they are not satisfied at home. The woman at home is not doing enough. That's what they say. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that you would first make that decision in your life to say, I'm going to get married to this woman, without you thinking about that whole thing in your life. If you are not yet ready to face those kind of things, if you are not ready to be, if you are not prepared to be eating beef for the rest of your life, then why get married? You get what I'm saying? So some men would say that certain needs are not met by my housewife. That's what they're saying. You get what I'm saying? So that was it right there. And do you think, just to finalize this whole thing, do you think this will stop the rate of woman abuse? Now that it's out there, it's a trait. Instead of a guy raping a woman to get it, they can now go and get the service by exchange of money.
Nope, it won't. Honestly speaking, I believe if every single person in the world had Jesus in their life, that will solve their problem. In fact, that will solve every single problem that we have in the world if they had Jesus. Because they'll know, this is how I'll treat myself, this is how I have to treat my neighbor. Without Jesus, mind is still corrupt, still got the devil doing his work, and the devil makes everything that's bad look good. So what are you gonna do? It looks good in your eye, you go for it. Because you don't have the light to actually differentiate what is good and what is bad.
Yeah. That is it from Mr. Nash right there. And it could be a cause of rape. You get what I'm saying? There would be a high rate of rape. Because now you don't have money, but you want to satisfy yourself and you can't approach that woman. So therefore, you go and rape. You get what I'm saying? So those kind of things, and that could lead to a high risk of HIV and AIDS and some other diseases, STDs and STIs. You get what I'm saying? So that is a very dangerous thing to do. But yeah, for this session, everybody, that was it from us right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, as it is hot. In the studio. So everybody, we're gonna give you some music. Get it?
Let me feel you, God, let me feel you. He take me further, God, take me further. John all over me. Body for the Holy Spirit all over me. So I dipping the blood, man, I washing the blood, I free. Yeah. Come move on, yeah. All your liquor have a life. Only to church to live your life right. Yes, yes. In this perilous time, all the evil is with you. So you got to walk upright. Trust in the Father, I'll hold your faith. And all your dreams, they will come true. You will be amazed to see what God has in store for you.
Hello, back. Yeah, we're back. Hello. We're back. Unfortunately, we're not back for a long time. We're back for a segment that Mr. Dave is going to let you know what it's about, because I'm going to let you know what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about where you can get us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mr. Dave.
Everybody, don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and get some more of the Dave and Nash show. And don't forget that this is not the only show, everybody. There's some love shows. If you that kind of person who want to have some tips on love, you get what I'm saying? There's some sports and cars right there. You got a whole lot of intensity going on right there. Yeah, everybody, there's some whole lot of shows that are going on psyched up with Miss V right there, and so many presenters. So that's where you can catch us, on www.activefm.co.za. but if you also want to add a comment on the show that you've just listened to, just go on Facebook, activefm777, and to get some posts and to see who are these people behind the mic, you can go on Instagram at activefm777 right there, and on Twitter as well. If you want to tweet and stop twitching, can go at activefm777. That's on Twitter. And don't forget to also tune in on the YouTube page Active TV right there. Get it all spiced up with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave right there in the studio. Let me pass it on to the main man. What you gotta say? People,
the main man, one of the main men. So what I gotta say for the people is, you gotta get Christ into your life, you know, and you gotta make sure that is the center. Well, something that they said to me was that was amazing is, when you're in the kingdom, that's when you find out that you had a car. You know, most of you want a car, but now when you're in the kingdom, then you find out you had a car.
When you're like, what, doesn't have a car?
I had a car. Now we're talking about the kingdom of God, you know. When you're in the kingdom of God, that car that you've been wishing for, you actually have it. But the only reason why you don't have it is because you can't handle it at the moment. The only time you'll be able to handle it is because you are in the kingdom. Because that car operates in the kingdom. When it's out of the kingdom, it don't operate. So when you want to get it, you got to be in the kingdom.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I was like shocked. And then another thing that they spoke about is, you might find out that that car that you're actually looking for, someone actually is holding that blessing for you. Because God uses people to bless you. Now, because you're offended with someone else, guess what? You actually holding back your blessing. It's not God who doesn't want to bless you. It's you holding back your blessing. Why? Because you want to forgive this person. And this person is the one that needs to bless you.
You might be offended. That's what I was about to say right there, that you'll be offended with the person that is holding your blessing from the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
So,
you got to fix things with people. You got to fix things and be right with people. Because when you're right with God first, you will be right with people. Because now you understand the love of God that you got to share with other people out there. So everybody, sex trade, that's what we're talking about today. And we tackled some few topics or some few segments of about it, or as to why are people doing this, and what are the benefits, what are the consequences, and what is it that lead man into going into this type of a thing, of type of a trade, and what is it that lead those women into going to those corners or wherever they are trading their services to actually go and distribute that kind of a product that they are specializing in. So everybody, with all that said and done, I would love to say God bless. Go out there and be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And go and make disciples of all nations. Yeah, that's it from me. I don't know if you want to say anything else, Mr. Nate, just to close.
Peace out. I'd love to holler and send a shout out to my listeners. Yeah. You know, Mr. Dave's listeners.
Yeah.
And the fam.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you all. Everybody, until next time, last song right here for you. Boom.
Yeah.
Sada.
We're going to skate to one song, one song only. Yes,
I don't see no ceilings. They call me Fidel. I don't see no ceilings.
Who gon' hold him back?
I don't see no ceilings.
Ay.
My God ain't got no ceilings.
Tell him.
Grace for a sinner.
Grace for a sinner.
My God ain't got no ceilings.
Watch me.
Grace for a sinner.
Watch me.
That dude with the tattoos. That brew attitude for the step soon. 22 sicking on 22s with 22s. Drinking 22s all looking at you. Come a street fighters boy, it's a ride use. Come and catch you on high from the back room. Even sneeze wrong and the boys getting at you. I'll take him and I'm catching him. I'm that dude. So what, she is the baddest.
So what?
Everywhere she go, boy, it's a pageant. Herman buying Hermes. Boy, she only permits Kermit. So they gotta have green. Let me sip this tea. Cause I'll take her, I'm like a bow to the king. But I name my bitch, what about my name?
I can take on anybody.
You done
went too far.
Change you and make you anything you can make. New image that you can same. Accurate at any angle.
Yeah.
Colleges say that I'm talking famous. They offer 95 degrees and still miss the right angle.
Hey.
I had dinner with a murderer.
Why?
Even with a cane, he's able to save him.
I don't see no ceilings.
Who gon' hold him back?
I don't see no ceilings.
Who gon' hold him back?
I don't see no ceilings.
Hey.
My God ain't got no ceilings. Grace for a sinner.
Hey.
My God ain't got no ceilings.
Yeah.
I feel like Paul, I the worst of all. Sinner boy, a finger boy. I was raised with them killers, boy. And our best friend was them triggers, boy. We gon' see who real a boy when I pull up. Like, what up? Oh, I hope that Twitter talking better add up. Boys, a bad math flow, please forgive me.
Oh, Lord.
I heard you die for bad people. I fit the scripture.
Oh, Lord,
it ain't done no better. My work's still working, ain't getting no better. I need your love, I don't need nothing better. I need your love, I can take that head. I bet he won't say it in face. Pray for me. Big sin, it's all sin in God's eyes. I have secrets, I tell God. I'm tired of front, I'm tired of lying. Just a sinner saved by grace, boy. God put in my place, boy. That's grace, boy. That's love, boy. A king all on my case, boy. I'm on fleek and I know it. Screaming, I won't be, I ain't going. I'm the new swag, I wear strap backs. I serve God and I show it. We all sin, we all fell short. Right thing you took them nails for. Pay bail for you out of jail, boy. Before you judge, but look in that mirror, boy.
I don't see no ceilings.
Who gon' hold him back?
I don't see no ceilings.
My God ain't got no ceilings. Grace for a sinner.
Grace for a sinner.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.